Chase, Willie, and D-Mates, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. And I have been so excited. 1 o'clock, Thursday. It means we talk to the one and only. He may have the best wardrobe and hair in the business. Elliot Friedman is on the line with us. Elliot, how the heck are you?
I would have to say that is a low bar. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, the NHL.
I'm doing great. I missed you guys. Hope everybody had a great summer.
We did. And look, it's, you know, I think David Poile had a pretty good summer, if you think about it, with his team and what he's done, the moves he's made. What are kind of some of your thoughts as the Predators have won their first two games of the season in Prague? Now they come home to Bridgestone Arena tonight to open against the Dallas Stars. But Nino Niederreiter has made a difference. Ryan McDonagh has made a difference. Kevin Lankinen has made a difference so far early in the season. So what did you make of David Poile's offseason?
Well, like, I'm a big McDonagh guy. So when they pounced and got him, I thought that was great for the Predators. And I really liked watching him and Ekholm together in the two games overseas. So to me, like I said, I'm one of the presidents of the Ryan McDonagh fan club. So when you guys got him, I thought it was a big win. You know, Niederreiter is a really interesting guy. He's a really good player who was one of the players who got squeezed because of the tightness of the cap. But you guys took advantage because you had the room, and I think he's really going to help you. I think the interesting thing about Niederreiter is, like, there are some people who feel that there's more there. I don't know if that's the answer, but he is good enough to be a difference maker in this league. So I like the offseason that you guys had. I think you guys have a really interesting division. You guys have, I think, six really good teams there and two empty calories. And so I think the key is you've got to maximize your nights where you're playing Chicago and Arizona, because someone's going to lose a couple of games to those teams. It's going to cost them a playoff berth. And then it's going to be like for example, tonight, like I think Dallas is a hell of a team. And you guys are going to have a lot of games like that this year because there's a lot of good teams in your division.
Yeah, and that's something we talked about earlier, Elliot, is 2 through 4 is going to be fun to watch because I think, as you said, Dallas is really good, Nashville, Minnesota, St. Louis. So 2 through 5, honestly, is where it could be. But I'll start with Minnesota because this is the one that a lot of people are saying could be second. Kaprizov is awesome, but they lost Fiala. They're kind of strapped for cash because of the buyouts that they have. So I just wonder if that catches up to them at some point this season.
Well, I think the one thing that kind of happened to them last summer that I think really disappointed them was I really thought that they felt they could have an exceptional duo and goal with Marc-Andre Fleury and Cam Talbot. And Cam Talbot was not interested in that, and he got traded to Ottawa. And I think Minnesota is really good. I think they're going to be able to overcome it this year. They've got a lot of good young players. I think Bill Guerin's going to give them a chance before he looks for a score. If one of those guys isn't able to really grasp it, I think he will go out and look for a score. I think that's the one thing they kind of look at to replace Fiala. But if there's one thing I think they really regret, guys, it's that they couldn't keep that Fleury-Talbot tandem together because it would have been dynamite. But, you know, Talbot just didn't see it. It wasn't for him.
Now, Elliot, I asked the guys earlier today because of the back-to-back games that the Preds have with the Stars tonight and then tomorrow. Do you like that they're playing these division games this early in the season?
I do, and the reason I do is that I you know, Derek, I like to see hate early. You know, I don't think anybody should tiptoe into the season. I want to see hate early. As a matter of fact, one of the only real issues I have with the schedule this year, guys, is that there aren't enough rivalry games. Like, I haven't checked your schedules closely, but I think Calgary and Edmonton, they're only playing 3 times this year. And that I don't like. I know, like, in other leagues, it's different, but I think teams that are, like, the true fierce rivals, they should be playing minimum four, if not five times a year. And you can spread them out how you want, but look, like, you're going to have a jack crowd tonight because that's the way it is, but I think you'll be a little extra excited because it's a team like that that you guys really hate.
We're talking to Elliot Friedman, Hockey Night in Canada, 32 thoughts. Elliot, one of the things you guys followed very closely throughout the preseason was the Jason Robertson contract, such an important player. We've watched him blossom here, and he's had some great games against the Predators. So he's now signed. He's locked in with the Stars. I'm always curious when a guy does miss a little bit of camp, how quick it will be, especially with a new coach, et cetera, for him to hit his stride. That is one thing that's intriguing about when these two games take place, Thursday, Saturday, with Robertson just getting acclimated there.
Yeah, it's funny because last year there were a couple of players who missed camp, and I said, it's not really that big a deal because players are in good shape now. They show up ready to go, and I had one of the players in particular say to me, I was wrong about that. He said it is a big deal. Because first of all, you know, players don't, like, you have to fight for what you think is right in terms of a contract, but he said generally most players don't want to miss camp, and they don't want to miss games. That's what you're there for. But he said to me that there was a catch-up, that he was a little bit behind, and he felt it was difficult for him to catch up at the start of the season. Now, Robertson's been there over a week. I assume it's going to be okay. But, you know, I'm the one I'm really curious about is Haig in Vegas, Nick Haig, because he didn't sign until the day before, and he did end up meeting the team in Los Angeles but didn't play. So that's the one I look at more than Robertson. I think he was there soon enough. He's going to be all right.
One hot-button issue here, it just because I think people had really geared themselves up to see Phil Tomasino jump up and be on the second line with Nino Niederreiter and Ryan Johansson. In the compact training camp, it didn't happen. They've sent him to Milwaukee. I'm sure you've seen situations where you've seen it go both ways. A guy goes down, comes back up better. You've probably seen a guy maybe stay up there and struggle. Maybe give us some reference on that and maybe your thoughts on the decision to move a guy down, a first-round pick who's one of their top prospects.
I have a couple of thoughts about it. Number one is you can't fool the players. And what I mean by that is players know who deserves to be on the roster. They know if someone deserves to be there, and they know if someone doesn't deserve to make the team or should be sat out of the lineup. And I think any time you send a message that, okay, we're going to do something here to keep somebody who doesn't really deserve it or somebody who gets beaten out for a spot, you risk the players looking at each other and saying, what's going on here? And I think also when you're trying to set a high bar and a high standard, that is important too. Because players will look around and say, wait a second, like, this guy doesn't deserve to be here. He didn't make the team. He's only here because of his contract, or he's only here because of the someone on the team, like a coach or a GM, drafted him or traded for him. And it can slide. So that's one thing I always look at. If he didn't deserve to make the team, I think teams say he didn't deserve to make it. And we want to send a message that only the 20 or so players who deserve to be in the lineup are here. I think the other thing that happens is, and I always wonder about this, you know, was there a message sent? Was, you know, a player told in the off season, this is what we need to see, and he didn't get there? Or do they, but also, how is the message sent? Like, Philip, it didn't work right now. This is why it didn't work. And if you fix this, you're going to be back. Like, one of the things I always hate is, if a player is sent to the minors, people say to them, or people talk, oh, this is a failure. Like, I think that's a joke. Like, not everybody is ready at the exact same time. And just because he's going to the AHL right now doesn't mean it's a disaster or the kid's a failure. It all depends on his attitude, how it was explained to him. But the bottom line for me is, I really feel that if you put players on the team that don't deserve to be on the team, the players know it, and it can affect the perception that they have of the organization.
Elliot, you mentioned the unique layout of the Central. Let's look at the West. Most people see Colorado as a heavy favorite. They're the best team. The question is, who's the next best threat? And I feel like you and Jeff Merrick have talked a lot about Edmonton. Do you feel like Edmonton might be the second best team?
You know, I think they have a chance to be. I don't know that I would proclaim anybody. Well, part of the reason we do that, guys, is, you know, we're Canadians, so we have a bias. We want to talk about Canadians a little bit. I'm not going to deny that. We do work for Hockey Night in Canada. And it's good for business if the Canadian teams do a little bit better. I worked their game last night against Vancouver. They were down 3-0 early in the second period. And then those two guys, McDavid and Draisaitl, started going, and it was ridiculous. You know, I think we wonder about their goaltending. They signed a new goalie from Toronto, Jack Campbell, and he really battled last night. Like, that was a 3-0 game, and they looked like they were going to get caved in. And he shut the door, and he made some big saves. The thing is, I really believe, guys, I would say maybe 6 or 7, and if one or two off in that number, I just haven't thought about it. I think there's only about 6 or 7 real difference makers in goal in this league now. And I think you have one in Saros. But I think there's only about 6 or 7 goalies now who are real elite difference makers. So, even Colorado last year, they had a goalie who was solid. I don't think he was a difference maker, but he was solid. And I think a lot of teams now in this league have to make that work. And that's what I see from the guy in Edmonton, Jack Campbell. He doesn't have to be Saros. He doesn't have to be Vasilevsky. He doesn't have to be Shesterkin. He just has to be solid. And if he's that, they're going to be okay. And he was that last night.
How is the mood in Toronto? Elliot, I've heard you. I know you're disappointed that the Jays lost. And then, of course, Montreal steals one late against the Maple Leafs. That not exactly what the Leafs fans had in mind, I guess, to lose to the Canadiens on opening night.
No, it certainly wasn't. And, I'm a big Jays fan. I went to the two playoff games, so it's partially my fault. I guess I'm bad luck. But I sat there on the first base side for that collapse against Seattle last Saturday. I still can't believe it happened. Like, it's still pretty amazing. But, yeah, as you can imagine, the response was not muted in Toronto. But I think the thing that really stood out to a lot of us last night was, I don't know if you saw the comments from Sheldon Keefe post-game, the Leafs coach, but it's not just what he said. It's the look on his face. It's the tone in how he said it. Like, sometimes I really find you need to look at the way somebody delivers a message, and he was really intense. Like, for a Game 1 loss, he did not like it. They got clobbered in transition. They gave Montreal three goals, which were caused by a Toronto mistake at the other end of the ice, and they got beaten down the ice. Now, he said he's not making any changes tonight in terms of the lineup, but he expects them to be a lot more careful. Washington's in here tonight. We'll see. But to me, it was the reaction of the coach that said, uh-oh, this is a big deal here, and this is a coach who wants to be on them fast.
Elliot Friedman is with us from Sportsnet. All right, Elliot, real quick. I asked these guys 10 questions earlier involving the Nashville Predators, and I'm not going to hit you with all of them, but some rapid fire. Just, I'm curious of your answer. Forsberg had 42 goals last year. Over under 34.5 for him this year?
Over.
Duchesne had 43.
As a matter of fact, I think you're insulting him with 34.5.
Like, really? Okay. Okay, I said I think 45 is probably where he's going to go, but Willie talked me down.
34.5. Where do I put my money?
I successfully lowered the bar.
Yeah, Willie lowered the bar there.
He has missed some games.
All right.
Duchesne had 43, 29.5 for him because 30, under 30's kind of been his mark in his career.
You know, I would love to see you go into the dressing room and say, "Hey, Philip, we've got a bet that you're going to score no more than 8 goals than you did last year." Oh, and Matt, your number is 14. Like, just so you know, I really want to see what the reactions to this are.
Heinze might like it because it'll fire him up. You know, maybe I'll piss him off a little
would.
Bit.
Over.
Okay. 62.5 games played for Saros after he played 67 last year.
I think they would like it to be under, but it's always easier to say that than do it, so I'll go over.
82.5 points for Roman Josi after a historic 96-point season.
Oh, that's a good one. Like, I like that one. That's a really tough one. I don't want his agent calling me. I'm going to say over.
That's a walk-off. Elliot, good to talk to you. Excited to do this every week once again, so we will talk to you next Thursday.
All right, guys. Have yourselves a great week. Great to be back.
Absolutely. Elliot Friedman, Hockey Night in Canada, and Sportsnet every Thursday at 1. It's must-listen-to radio. We'll revisit these 10 questions that we did earlier in the show in case you missed it. Coming up next, Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. But first, Willie has a word about Loan Pronto.
Let's talk Loan Pronto. Loan Pronto has been helping people unlock cash. And if you are looking for cash and you're looking for creative ways to make use your money differently, you've got bills to pay, you've got credit card interest rates moving up on you, well, let me introduce you to Loan Pronto because they're ready to help you. They make unlocking your equity easy. They can probably even waive the appraisal. So all you've got to do is give them a call and start the all-digital process. Ask them about the HELOC. Ask them about the refi. 615-499-5780. The HELOC is the direction we went here recently, and it's working really well for us right now. Have them explain it to you because it's pretty simple. And if your home's value, and you know if you live in our listening area, your home's value is likely way up. You can use that cash to your advantage. 615-499-5780 or go to loanpronto.com. It's an equal housing lender, NMLS 166-1781, subject to lender approval.
It is a Preds game day here at Bridgestone Arena. Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, and it's presented by Social Furniture. Check out their new shipment of sectionals and sofas this weekend with all colors to choose from. Same-day delivery, Social Furniture on Charlotte Avenue near White Bridge Road. Earlier in the show, we went through our 10 questions for the Nashville Predators this year. All right, and we just asked a few to Elliot. We'll run through these in case you missed it real quick. You can weigh in on our text line and phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, or tweet at us at 1025thegame. Nick, back at our studio, tweeted those out. So, number one, will they have a major award winner? Been finalists for the Norris, Vezina. You know, that seems to always be in the conversation. I say no. Willie says no. Derek says yes. Where will they finish in the Central Division? Willie and I said third. Derek said second to the Colorado Avalanche. Over under 34.5 goals for Philip Forsberg, which I'm pretty sure now Philip's going to blame me for that, even though
boy.
I had said 38.5.
I feel like that's going to get back to
Willie has said lower it to 34.5.
Wow, he's putting you under the bus, Willie.
Elliot just did. I mean, look, I got to now. Elliot was like, you're insulting the guy. I hope he gets pissed off and helps him play.
I'm trying to put him in a position
but
to succeed.
But just going
here.
By average, the average.
Yeah, well, you know. The thinking on my end anyway is he's, you know, he has missed some games here and there most years, right? And he has never, as a result, up until last year, he had never had more than 33. Mm-hmm. So he had the breakout last year. I'm hoping he gets 40 again. Believe me, his bar is set high for himself. So I don't think he'll be sore happy, but you know,
hey,
we'll see. I feel like it's going to get back to him.
It's going to get back to him.
If they're winning, then it, damn, he's like,
trust
okay.
me, I'm receiving some texts. It's going to get back to him. there is no doubt. Over under 29.5 goals for Matt Duchene. And by the way, Willie and I said over for Philip. Derek said under. So, really, he's going to be mad at you.
Yeah, he's going to be mad at me.
Yeah.
But
I say 45.
No, but my thing was, hey, listen, yeah, his may go down, but other guys may go up, or you spread the wealth amongst the team in regards to the goals.
Another factor.
This coming from Mr. Give Me the Ball guy.
Hey, football is different.
No, it's not. It's the same concept. Give me the puck. Give me the ball.
Remember, too, that last year was the highest scoring season in 25 years or something. So that is a key. Will it be the same? You figure it will. The league likes goals. Mm-hmm. They like comebacks. They like the ability for a team to be behind 2 or 3 to nothing and still feel like they have a chance to get back in the game. So if goal scoring is up as a whole, that gives more of a chance for guys like Duchesne and Forsberg to repeat what they did last year.
Yeah, we set Duchesne at 29.5. And again, 43, tremendous season for him, but maybe a little bit of an albatross because he's had 30 goals in his career twice.
You're just looking at the averages.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. So 29.5 for him. I say over. Willie said over. Derek said under.
And that's a major question with this team. A lot of people are saying, look, you had Johansson, Granlund, Forsberg, Duchesne all have resurgent kind of years. Can they do it again? It's a fair question to ask. Some people would say they're bound to regress a little bit because you can't have a career year every year.
Well, I'll tell you this. If they do that again, Searles stays healthy with the additions, they might find themselves in the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Look, it's
– I mean, that's what you're hoping for is you can put it all together.
Over under 58 games played for Philip Tomasino. He played 66 last year, but starting the year in Milwaukee, I was the only one of the three of us that said over. And I think it's slightly over, but I'm going to take the over. Over under 62.5 games played for UC Saros. He played 67 last year. You heard Elliot Friedman say they would like it to be under. But I took under. Willie said over. Derek said under. And you said slightly over.
Yeah, I think the number is very close that you put there.
Over under 9.5 wins for Kevin Lankinen as the backup. All three of us took the over.
And that's an important stat.
Yes.
And I was surprised. I thought Elliot might take that a little bit more because I've heard him mention that on his podcast after Lankinen won. He thought that was very noteworthy that they got a win from him because David Rittich won 6 games last year as the backup.
Go ahead.
No, I was about to say that I had no choice, even if I didn't think he would have over. I had to pick it because I got them finishing second in their division. So, you know, I backed myself in the corner, even though I do still believe, even if I had not picked him second, I still believe he gets over.
Over under 94.5 points for the team, which is kind of what Vegas has them set at. All three of us said over because we believe it's going to take a few more than that, even just to get into the playoffs. So 94.5 setting the over there. Who ends up with the most points out of these players? I should have asked Elliot this question. Tolvanen, Tomasino, Glass, Sherwood. I say Glass. Willie and Derek both say Tolvanen. But that's going to be interesting to watch.
Tolvanen last year, I'll give you a note. He had a shooting percentage of 7.3%, which is low even for the pedestrian bottom six kind of shooter. Tolvanen, we feel like, what's his best weapon? Well, why was he drafted in the first round? It's his shot. He has the ability to have a really – I mean, that goal he scored in Prague was a beautiful goal. That's an Elie Tolvanen goal. But last year, it's hard for me to say it, but it's a mix of is it bad luck or was it a guy just losing confidence? It was a combination of a lot of things. But, man, it's hard for me to think he's going to go through a whole season again and shoot 7.3%. If he shot 14%, what could that mean for this team? I mean, he's the kind of shooter that absolutely could get 20 goals. That's not out of the realm of possibility at all for a guy who shoots the puck like him. But he's got to find that groove. He just completely lost it. He lost his confidence. When he went to shoot, it just didn't look the same last year. I'm hoping that shot in Prague is sort of a reminder to him, you know what, I can shoot the puck. I know they've talked to him a lot about, you don't need to make the perfect shot. It's like a guy who throws 100 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to aim for the corner. Like for me, when I was pitching, I didn't throw hard enough. I had to hit the corner to have a shot. If you throw 95 or 100, you can aim for the middle and just let your natural ability carry you to success. I think that's sort of the mentality they're trying to get to Tolvanen.
Yeah.
Your shot will work. You're going to shoot it past goalies.
You just gotta
make sure it's on net. Don't worry about trying to make the perfect shot. Just let your shot go. Aim for, you know, give yourself a little more margin for error. You'll still score.
Look, way back when, they had to go through that with Forsberg. Because remember, Forsberg was trying to be too perfect and overthinking it. And once he stopped doing that, It worked out for him.
But then sometimes it just goes in, right? Yeah. Sometimes it hits a guy's leg.
It doesn't have to be pretty.
It doesn't always have to be pretty.
Over under 82.5 points for Roman Josi. Elliot really liked that one. I took slightly over. Willie says under. Derek says under after a 96-point season.
And the guys aren't going to like some of my answers. Keep mine under the radar. I got to get on a plane with these guys.
615-737. Oh, man.
Willie, can we talk to you for a second?
What the hell?
Willie, come here for a second. The guys want to talk to you.
I just hear Roman like being all nice. But like, hey, Willie, could you come back to the plane?
You've got a couple Willie. Questions.
615-737-1025. If you want to weigh in on our 10 Predators questions. But coming up next, we will have trivia. Jason Aldean tickets are on the line. So you'll want to participate in that and listen for our question. But can you beat Vegas this football season? Superbook Sports gives you the chance every week to go head-to-head with the best odds makers in Las Vegas. There's no fancy computer algorithms, no guys across the pond setting the lines. It's just the best team of odds makers in the biz behind the counter at Superbook in Las Vegas. Plus, Superbook features some of the best odds boosts and promo bets anywhere. And they have all sports. It's not just football. In fact, if you're so inclined, Nashville minus 130 tonight on the money line at home. So do like I do. Make it your official sports book. Download that Superbook Sports app or visit superbook.com, and you can start your battle against Vegas right now. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Chase William DeMace, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Well, Jason Aldean bringing us back here.
Abrupt halt.
Little abrupt halt, but that's okay.
Our computer crashed.
Ah, that happens. We're live from Bridgestone Arena, Pete and Terry's Tavern. Stillman and Company will be at the Jack Daniels Barrel House coming up here in just a few minutes. Predators taking on the Dallas Stars tonight. Excuse me, in the home opener. A couple of texts along the lines of our 10 questions for the Predators, and we'll have trivia in just a second. Willie is going to have that question for you. Steven says, Saros finishes top three in Vezina. Phil leads the team in goal scoring. Preds get to the second round. So that's how he takes all those questions and answers it. You know, that is an interesting look, because I think they're going to get to the playoffs, and I see at least the second round.
Well, you know,
it depends on the draw.
There's so much that you can't predict in terms of how a team is playing as the playoffs begin. I still believe, you know, first and foremost, you can't put the cart ahead of the horse. You can't start saying, oh, they'll be there. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a challenge to get to the playoffs, as it is every year. I think sometimes people don't appreciate how hard it is to make it. But I look at UC Saros. I thought it was interesting what Elliot said about Saros. He goes, there are not that many difference-making goalies.
He's
elite
like seven.
Goalies. That's an interesting number he threw out there. But he said Saros is absolutely one of the seven. Now, what is the next thing for him, though? It's not only to be the difference-maker that gets you there, but can he ride them to a series victory? That he hasn't done that yet. Last year he got cheated out of the chance. He couldn't play. The year before against Carolina, I didn't think he was at his absolute best. Now, he was playing against a buzzsaw kind of team. But I'm waiting, because I know he's got the ability to do it. I know that's what drives him. I want to see him carry them to some playoff victories, because that's ultimately how they're going to have to win. He's going to have a great year. But first things first, he's got to have another really good season where he steals games, and that's what we've come to expect from them in the regular season, that Saros will win games for him.
Shane in the Borough, who's all about the Preds, says, believe in the stash, fellas, believe in the stash. Then he follows it up and he says this: Ellie Tolvanen scores 28 plus goals this season, book it.
Okay, interesting. He is number 28. I guess that's where that comes from. He goes with the stash too, you know, he and Juice. It's just not Philip Forsberg's stash overshadows everybody else's stash.
And look, he talked about it in behind the glass, and Aaron, his wife,
yep,
says that, you know, she likes it. So
I asked Phil in the interview that, again, another one of my debacles in Prague, the same day that I barely got into the thing. But I had a great interview with Phil, and I'm like, surely this took him. And I'm listening back, like, what happened? What happened to my phone?
And you're not going to get that again because you've cheated him on his goal total.
I don't know what happened. Yeah.
He's not going to give you that.
He's not going
to give you the
interview.
He's not going to give you the access. We've got problems. We got problems. But I said, that's nice of you to share some of the secrets of the mustache. He goes, look, you got to give the people what they want.
No, it ain't about the people. He can say that. It's about one
person.
Because if his lovely wife Erin says she don't like it,
it's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
That's how that works.
She gave it the full endorsement on Behind the Glass. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know,
okay.
If the missus like it, then you're good.
That's right.
Jeff says Forsberg's production is always tied to his health. 34 only if he plays under 50 games.
Wow, 50. That's something. Now, hopefully that doesn't happen.
I mean, last year he played
69
games.
Was the number, I think.
So, and he had 42. Mm-hmm. But I think he's – number one, I have to remind myself all the time of how young he is and that he's, like, just now really in his prime. And we've seen some pretty tremendous things, you know, with him over
the years.
This
goes back to the theory, or at least the hope, that you have now every player on the team knowing exactly – what's expected of them with this coaching staff, what their role is, the way they want to play, how they're going to get their success. So hopefully that equates to productive seasons individually.
Well, they know what they are as a team, and individually up until now you figure you know who you are as a player and what your contribution can be to this team moving forward. And I think once you have those two or three things, those understandings, it gives you an opportunity to be a really good team. Now, if no one knows their role or, you know, not as confident, then, you know, you're going to have a season where it's going to be up and down. But I think once everybody understands what's going on and what their contribution is going to be and how they go about doing it, I think you're more than likely going to have a better season.
All right, Willie, hit us with the trivia question. Jason Aldean tickets. That show is tomorrow night. Here at Bridgestone Arena, that's what's on the line.
The Dallas Stars are in town. Predator Stars go way back. These last 5 years, the rivalry, I think, has taken on even a higher level. I love Elliott's line of, let's go to hate early. Let's just get the hate going early.
Let's get it out of the way. Come on.
The Dallas Stars won the Stanley Cup in the very first year that the Predators had a team. Their expansion year, 98-99, the Stars won the whole thing. Who did they beat? That's the question. Who did they beat in the final? 615-737-1025. Dallas Stars, Stanley Cup champs, the inaugural year of the Predators. 615-737-1025. Call, get the answer right, and you will win Jason Aldean tickets.
Yes, going to be a fun show. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Nat Harden, the Senior Vice President of Tickets, Premium Sales, and Youth Hockey with the Nashville Predators. Get you set for tonight here at Bridgestone Arena. But first, Derek's going to tell us about BetUS.
Yes, I am. And we got a big game tonight here at Bridgestone. So you can go ahead and get your bets in. Make sure you pick the Predators, okay, to win. But if you do that, then you need to go to BetUS.com, which is back for its 28th year of action, NFL action, with the industry's biggest sign-up bonus of up to 200%. BetUS offers their members the opportunity to cash in on all your favorite leagues, including NFL, MLB, NBA, and more. They've also got hundreds of new casino games, including the coolest European slots, and their live dealers are waiting for you at the tables. You need a sport book with integrity and longevity. You need to know that you will be getting paid. You need a sport book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horse racing, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. So call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they will walk you through setting up an account. No one in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention 1025. Yes, the best sports radio show in town, and you can get up to 200% in bonuses on your very first deposit. Nobody beats that. So head to BetUS.com and join today. That's BetUS, where the games begin. We'll be right back.
Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, Pete and Terry's Tavern at Bridgestone Arena. Again, coming to the game tonight, we'll have extended pregame starting at 6 o'clock with Max Herz, Robbie Stanley. Then the official pregame show kicks off at 6:30, puck drop at 7:30. People have been asking, Willie, if you and Mace will be on tonight. And sadly, the answer is no. It is national TV. Our friends at ESPN, who do a fine job, will have the call tonight.
It's an ESPN Plus game. So that is – and if – I know there's a lot of discussion right now about the best way to get the games. Of course, there's always the traditional way of, you know, you got your satellite or cable provider. Then there is – you know, the different one. ESPN Plus is an important one to have if you're a hockey fan, because you can get really a ton of games, including the exclusive ones that they have. And they've got some of those, including tonight. And then you got the brand new Bally Sports Plus app if you just want to straight up a la carte get the games. And there's 72 of them that we carry on Bally Sports Plus. But we do not have the game tonight. It is streaming only on ESPN Plus. Leah Hextall and Ryan Callahan, who was a long time teammate of Ryan McDonough. It'll be an interesting perspective on the game tonight, because he was with them for the Rangers and for the Lightning. They got traded together in the same deal. And Max Herz caught up with him.
Yeah, you can hear that in the pregame show. Max had a conversation with Ryan Callahan. Let's say hello to Nat Harden. He is the Senior Vice President of Tickets, Premium Sales, and Youth Hockey here with the Predators in Bridgestone Arena. Always good to chat with Nat. What's going on? It's opening day.
I'm excited. It's been a while since we played here, so super excited to get going again and looking forward to seeing our fans back here in Smashville again tonight.
Now, my sources being you tell me that sellout tonight, but could have a couple of tickets lying around if people want to come down and haven't gotten their tickets yet.
Yeah. So the day of the game, we'll have some player holds hit the primary market. We'll release them if the players don't take them. So check Ticketmaster. There might be a few out there, but essentially we're sold out for tonight. It's going to be a raucous crowd, and we're excited to get started.
You guys always put on a great show here, but going to have some theme nights throughout the year. What can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so this year we're mixing it up a little bit. We've got several theme nights throughout the year. I believe close to 20 theme nights throughout the year, but trying to get creative with specific nights to make it different every single night. We're going to have a Top Gun night, Margaritaville night. We're going to have a Grateful Pred night, so there'll be giveaways.
I like that. That's awesome.
There'll be giveaways associated with it, and so, you know, we've got a strong, loyal season ticket base that comes out 41 nights a year. We want to make sure that we mix it up for them. We're doing different presentation and experience every time they come out. And having these theme nights will certainly help do that.
Get some Pred heads out here. Mm. I like it. That'll be fun. Also, different ticket packages that are still available, you know, outside of the full season or the half season. You have a couple of different game plans that you can choose from.
Yeah, so obviously full season tickets still available, and we have half seasons as well. But we've just launched an 8-game flex plan. What's great about this is it's exactly what it says. It's flexible. You can select your seat location, pick out any 8 games, mix and match, sit at an upper level one game, lower level another game. You can get on a payment plan, so you can spread payments out over 3 installments. So breaks it up for you there. So we're trying to make sure that we create packages that fits everyone's budget, everyone's time constraints, and then get out here when they want to.
Yeah, I'm curious too of, like, when, you know, because you've done different flex plans throughout, you know, the years here, of how many people, that's how they dip their toe in the water, you know, whether they're new to town or new to hockey or what have you, and then they get so hooked on going to a handful of games a year that then they elevate to, you know, whether it's a quarter season, half season, whatever they decide. How many times have you seen that over the years of people kind of dip their toe in the water on a flex plan?
Yeah, that's exactly how it happens. I mean, we've obviously got a sales staff here, service staff here that does a great job. And when people buy single game tickets, we like to follow up with them, make sure that they had a great time at the event, and then introduce them to some of our packages and stair step it up. And there have been numerous people that have just decided to come out one game, and then they find themselves coming out 44 nights a year and loving and been with us for decades now. So it's something that gets in your blood, and you just feel like you have to be here every night we're playing. So that's how we do it.
Nat Harden is with us. Nat, I think we'll know the answer to our trivia question.
Yes.
Today, because he was an employee. He is one of the originals, Predator employees. He goes back to the very, very beginning. The number is dwindling. How many are still on staff that were here at the very start?
Well, David Poyle.
Yes.
Pete Rogers.
He counts. Pete Rogers. Yeah.
Pete Rogers,
Pete
myself.
Weber.
Britt Kitchlow, who's in our service group.
A Commodore, by the way.
She is a Commodore. So there's a few of us still left. But, when you asked that trivia question, the first thing that came to mind, there's a lot of people from that city that have moved here. And whenever we play that team here, they always have a strong showing. So
yes, they do.
I don't want to give it away, but there's
do we have a winner? I think we do, right?
We do have a winner.
Yes. So the answer is?
The Buffalo Sabres.
Yes, the Dallas Stars won the Stanley Cup in the very first year the Predators existed.
A little controversy with that.
It was just a tad. It's a sore spot if you ask any Sabres fan about that last goal that Brett Hull scored.
I'll double down on it. What former Preds captain scored that goal? Or did he score that goal?
Well, Brett Hull scored the goal.
Okay. But Jason Arnott, wasn't he on?
Jason Arnott scored a winning goal against the Stars.
He was with the Devils.
Okay. Right? Wasn't he on the Devils when they beat the Stars?
Maybe so. I need to stick
to selling
tickets,
apparently. But it's kind of like the Music City Miracle. Uh-huh. If you really want to get under the skin of a Buffalo fan, just bring up the Brett Hull or the Music City Miracle, and their night is done.
Well,
it's over.
In the press box in Dallas, they have that overhead shot of Dominik Hasek, like, stretched out as Brett Hull goes in.
And today you wouldn't think anything of that goal. But back then you couldn't have your skate in the blue ice at all.
Oh. Right?
And it was very controversial for sure. But, Nat, I do want to ask you, one of the things that I just really get excited about, the last couple of years we know there have been so many things going on, right, just related to the pandemic. And I love starting the year where we don't have to think about that. Are you sensing that when people are calling, getting back into the routine of coming down here and just not having to think about that?
Oh, yeah. It's been a huge difference. I mean, obviously, going into the pandemic, we were doing, only allowing 2,000, 2,500 people within the building and having to socially distance. And then we gradually crept it up, but there's still restrictions. And when you came to our building, and this year, we've seen it in sales. I mean, our sales have been up a huge amount. People are excited to get back out, going to events, going to games, concerts. If you look at our concert schedule, it's the most it's ever been because so many bands are going back on tour now. And then if you look at just our season ticket base and the amount of single game tickets that we've sold for this season, it's as much as it's ever been, even when we, just after we went to the Stanley Cup Finals. So people are excited about this team. They're excited about hockey being back. They're excited about going out, and we're excited to have them.
Nat Harden, the Senior Vice President of Tickets, Premium Sales, and Youth Hockey here with us. Looking forward to tonight and the season as a whole. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you guys for being here. Go Preds.
Go Preds. Good to have Nat on with us. That's going to do it for us, but stick around. Don't go anywhere. Stillman & Company live at Barrel House, just through a couple of walls away from us. They're going to get you set for tonight's matchup between the Preds and Stars as the home opener is finally here. Pre-game unofficially at 6, officially at 6:30, puck drop at 7:30 right here on your home for Smashville, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We'll be back at it 10 o'clock tomorrow. Stillman & Company, that's next.
We out.